This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Scooter Braun rose to fame as the prominent manager of Justin Bieber and other superstars, and now he owns all of Taylor Swift's older catalog. Taylor isn't happy about it. She wrote a passionate statement listing off her multiple issues with Braun and referred to the incessant manipulative bullying she was subject to by Braun's clients, namely Kanye West. Kanye a bully? No. Ed Sheeran has responded after some Taylor Swift fans took to Instagram to criticize him for not coming out in support of his good friend during her feud with manager Scooter Braun over her master recordings. While some of Swift's friends have come out in public support of her, Sheeran remains silent until now, saying, quote, "I've been speaking directly to her, like I always do," unquote. So there. Lil Nas X came out as a member of the LGBTQ community on World Pride Day. The rapper behind the track Old Town Road, which has been the number one song in the U.S. for the past 12 weeks, told his Twitter followers to take a close listen to his new song, Closure. The rapper then posted an image of his album cover, which featured rainbow-colored buildings. Yep, I thought that was kind of obvious. Russian President Vladimir Putin claims Elton John is mistaken about LGBTQ rights in Russia. Putin was responding to an Instagram post from Elton, who said that he was upset that Putin's claim of non-interference with LGBTQ rights seems false in light of the censorship of gay sex scenes in Rocket Man in Russia. Putin said, "Nyet." It was a good weekend at the box office for Disney, as Pixar's Toy Story 4 beat newcomers Annabelle Comes Home and Yesterday to stay at number one. Toy Story 4 earned an additional $56 million over its second weekend. Annabelle Comes Home, the sixth film in the Conjuring franchise, earned enough to mean there will be another one. Gee, thanks. Camila Cabello and dating columnist Matthew Hussey have called it quits after more than a year. The official press release read like this. Camila's relationship with Matthew had run its course and they decided to break up. It was a mutual decision to end things, but they have spent a lot of time together over the last year and a half and want to stay friends. Apparently, Matthew didn't take his own dating advice. Selena Gomez is weighing in on the controversial migrant detainment camps being operated at the U.S. southern border, calling the conditions and the treatment of children absolutely inhumane. Kids in cages, sleeping on concrete floors with aluminum blankets, no access to simple dignities. How is this still happening? The singer wrote on Instagram. Like Selena's lupus, this story isn't going away. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are back from their honeymoon in Hawaii, but unfortunately, he's turned into a lobster. Pratt posted showing off his impressive and extremely red sunburn that covered his entire back. The Avengers Endgame star wrote, "Sun's out, guns out. I might have got a touch crispy on the honeymoon." Huh, you think he got sunburned down below too? The official title of Jumanji 3 was announced as Columbia Pictures released the first trailer for Jumanji: The Next Level. Due out December 13th, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson is once again dropped in a remote jungle with Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, and Jack Black, but a lot has changed since we last saw them together. Yep, namely The Rock is making even more money, and the rest, well, not so much. The cast of Stranger Things celebrated the Netflix show's Season 3 premiere at Santa Monica High School. Fans went crazy when Millie Bobby Brown, 15, arrived. It was Joe Curie, however, who garnered the loudest cheers. After the event, the cast headed over to the Santa Monica Pier for an after party where there was dancing, fun, and lots of obnoxious creatures called tourists. Mariah Carey's former manager is threatening to expose the singer's secrets in court. That comes after the singer's former assistant, Liana Shaknazarian, sued Stella Belochnikov, who managed Mariah for 3 years, for sexual assault. Stella then filed a countersuit blaming Mariah for the issues with Liana and warned she will reveal the troubling reason why Mariah is at fault. Nasty. Dog the Bounty Hunter co-star Beth Chapman, 51, had discussions with her family about funeral arrangements before her death. Since the famous couple had homes in both Hawaii and Colorado, Beth wanted public memorials in both places. She passed away following a long battle with throat cancer and stage 4 lung cancer. Details about the memorials will be announced soon. R.I.P. Chloe Grace Moretz had a scary experience when she nearly came face to face with an alleged stalker at her doorstep. A man showed up outside the actress's LA house, parked outside, jumped a gate at the front entrance, walked up to the door, and knocked. When police showed up, he was sitting inside his car just outside her house. He was then arrested. Wacko! Trouble in Paradise again? Basketball player Carmelo Anthony and his wife Lala are on shaky ground amid resurfaced infidelity allegations. Things got worse after photos of Carmelo sunbathing on a yacht alongside an unidentified woman surfaced. It's been difficult for Lala to move past the infidelities and the child out of wedlock. Yep, too much double dribbling. The Trash Bin. Following recent troubling behavior by Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's money is being protected from her. An attorney intervened on behalf of Honey Boo Boo after the family was worried her mother, June, might drain her accounts for casino trips with her boyfriend, Gino Doak, or to support their drug habit in light of their arrest for crack cocaine possession. Seriously, you can't make this shit up.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook has launched its cryptocurrency called Libra. Tesla delivered a record 95,200 vehicles in the second quarter versus the 91,000 expected. Apple has signaled that a new 13-inch MacBook Pro is coming. About 1 in 5 Americans think they already have 5G, even though it isn't available yet. Wait for it. Idiots!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Spider-Man Far From Home has a blockbuster opening weekend.
The number one album.
Chris Brown's Indigo enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Okay, Minecraft. Doesn't everyone own this by now?
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover continues its reign at the top of the nonfiction charts.
It was only 6 years ago, in 2013, that the Jonas Brothers were bickering and at each other's throats. Things got so bad between the brothers that they had to cancel a whopping 23 concert dates that year. And the deep rift within the band eventually caused them to part and go their separate ways. Fast forward, in February of this year, they confirmed that they had just got back together and had finished a new album called Happiness Begins, which debuted at number one on June 7th. The first single, Sucker, became their first number one single of their career, and their newest track is going to be a smash hit too. Here's the Jonas Brothers with the song of the week, Only Human.
I don't want this night to end. It's closing time, so leave with me again.
Living room, love within.
now is the Jonas Brothers with the song of the week, Only Human. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.